Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Limits. This is going in and out. Something's what? Gone wrong. I almost swore on the air.
Yeah, what that happened? Did he didn't swear, did
Bob,
he, Bob?
Take over the show for a second.
I don't think he did.
I don't
but
think
to
you
be
did
safe.
Too.
No, fine, I don't think Bob. He did. That's a great open. I love that song. The more I hear it,
I don't think he did. He better not have.
No, I don't think he did. I think the
if so, Joe is getting fired.
Well, where'd you go? What if I did swear? Did you hear me go? Oh, did you hear that, Bob?
I heard that, but it was not accompanied by a swear word. I know you lost your headphones or something wasn't working. So
yeah, no, I dropped the little nipple there, the thing that goes in the thing that makes
one of Pony's nipples.
Maybe. Yeah.
Then he cut him off or do something like that.
I don't know. He probably should have. Bob, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today, Joe? Everybody had a snow day yesterday. Kiddos were happy.
I've never been better in my entire life, and I appreciate your inquiry. What's
I'm
that
glad
you
to
got
see it.
Wearing? A Firestone Country Club?
Yep, Firestone. Good golf course. Very nice golf course.
In Ohio, right?
Tiger Woods dominated it for all the years they had that tournament.
Tiger Woods is back, Bob, or at least he wants to come back. He's taking swings.
Yeah. 1-2 and getting is a whole different thing.
He's better than me.
But I know, but he can't walk or his back's kill him. He's at like 9 surgeries. It's hard to play like that. As you know, it's hard to play when you wake up and you just have a stiff back, let alone 9 operations on it.
Limits, all is well with you, I'm assuming. I see your happy-go-lucky self this morning.
I could use every swear word ever created for how I'm feeling today, Joe.
Why is that?
Does it stink
Austin?
In there again?
It smells worse today than it did yesterday.
So there's a problem that when Harry Callis leaves the room, and this may have nothing to do with him, Bob, the room. Well, describe it. Describe it, Limits.
When you walk in, it smells like B.O., Bob. And it got worse today, and he even brought in a bottle of Febreze, tweeted it at Donnie and I, and said, happy holidays. It smells worse.
So he got the message? Was there a compassionate...
And then he left. I watched him walk out with the Febreze, and I was yelling down the hallway, Harry, where are you going with the Febreze?
So was there a compassionate...
He never answered.
Intervention, or did you guys let him know via... Some other
we sent him a text.
That it stinks in there.
We
when
sent him a
done.
Text yesterday.
What did it say?
Basically, Donnie said, it smells so bad in here. And I said, I have been trying to fan it out for like basically the entire show, opening the door and waving it back and forth, putting on the fan.
Did any of you directly implicate Harry?
Yes.
Okay, so you confronted him.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And Harry used some very colorful language not appropriate for the air.
Bob, what do you make of this? It's always hard when you want to intervene and maybe suggest a change for someone you love, isn't it?
Yes, but Austin has been very up in front and central. Obviously, he just came on in a very excitable way and said what he had to say. So I think there is a problem there. I think that has to be resolved.
Now, are we treating
what
Harry?
What kind of Febreze does he have, though?
Yeah,
maybe
that's a good question.
Maybe that's not the wrong.
That's a
you know,
great
sometimes
question.
It's the wrong scent.
Yeah, let's see what he tweeted at me with.
Are we treating Harry? Are they treating Harry with enough kindness, Bob, through this difficult time?
I probably think not.
Well, vanilla and baking, it's called. It's like a vanilla scent.
Baking?
Maybe that's the wrong one. You just want a fresh berry
start.
Scent or something.
I think everybody wants a fresh start back there, Bob. Well, we'll see where that goes. Limits, you ready for a six-pack in honor of our old friend Ron Cook?
No, I would love to. And Bob, I hope what's included in this is the Penn State coaching debacle at some point.
Oh, my God, because...
I have takes on that.
Because now they're down to hardly any... What's going on over there?
And guess what happened, Bob? As I'm walking back to get the reads... The next guy that I wanted, Brian Hartline, goes to USF or UCF or one of those, you know, Florida schools.
So now Penn State, I heard, is dabbling on Dable. Is that what they're doing?
Limits. You're hijacking the six-pack. Can you open another one, please?
I'm sorry.
Nobody cares about the Penn State coaching search. Well, maybe some people do. Here's the big news,
Bob. It is
Bob.
A fascinating story.
It is. Here's the big news, Bob. Aaron Rodgers turned 42 yesterday, and according to Jerry Dulac, had... The wide receivers over to his house to watch film. Did some of them not show up, Bob? They showed up with a cake. Ben Skowronek had a cake and they sang happy birthday. Is that heartwarming for you?
I think it is heartwarming. I wonder why he did not bring in the offensive line. I mean, they like cake too, you know.
Which wide receiver is it that's not showing up for film sessions, Bob? Can you tell us?
I don't know. But based on how he phrased it, and that the first guy he brought up was Jonnu Smith. I got to imagine it's Jonnu Smith, right? I mean, that makes sense given what he said. I don't know for sure what the answer is to that.
All right.
Do you have an idea?
I have no idea. I think Pony was alluding to somebody, but I missed the part where he actually said a name, if he said a name. I don't know. It warms the cockles of my heart that they went over to his house and sang happy birthday. I wanted to start on a happy note before we get to the big news from today, and that's coming up right now. Limits. Big news from Big Ben. You know, everybody has an opinion on Mike Tomlin these days, from Rex Ryan to Ian Rappaport to you and I and everybody else out there. But when one of the greatest Steelers of all time, you can make an argument, the second greatest Steeler. I think we all agree Joe Green first, and then it's your pick. When Big Ben comes out and says it's time for Mike Tomlin, that's news. Let's hear what he had to say, Limits, on his footballing podcast.
And I know it's being talked about around here a lot. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. Maybe it's best for him too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships.
Because
he's a great recruiter.
My God, we can't get away from
it. Hey,
it
might come down to that. They keep looking.
It ain't coming down to that. The big news
he'll never go to college.
The big news there is Big Ben has now registered his opinion. It's a pretty seismic one, Bob. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's a general feeling that it's just like any coaching situation that goes on long. There's time for probably a separation. You got to figure out to what degree do they separate. Is it just... him, the entire staff, just the coordinators. I heard Bruce Arians yesterday say that it's coordinators, that they're both going to be gone after this year.
Well, Arians also said, do we have that one, Limits?
Hold on a second.
We'll play that in a minute. Bob, the big news here is Big Ben is calling for Mike Tomlin to be fired, essentially. And even he said it's not going to be, ever characterized as a firing. But
right. That's
basically what it would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is now calling for it. I'm sure pending the results here of these final games and where the Steelers wind up. But the fact that he is now on the record as saying that just feels as big as, I mean.
James Harrison was the first to do it in the way that only James Harrison can.
Yeah. That doesn't feel to me, though, like it carries the clout of Big Ben.
No, I think anytime you have, guys who are that decorated in their organization, it matters. And when they speak out, it matters. And so the next question is, will it happen? I don't think it'll happen throughout this season.
No.
Off season. If everything falls apart even worse than it is, then I think they will have conversations about a lot of stuff, and that will be part of it.
And the point that he makes, and that you'll hear Arians make, and the one that a lot of us made after the playoff debacle last year, and I'm sure a lot of people made, well, I know a lot of people made long before that, was this would be good for Tomlin too. This would be good for him as well, just to get a fresh start, because the bottom line is it's turning ugly here. Something feels, I haven't really crystallized or hadn't crystallized my opinion on this until I was thinking about it last night and this morning. This just doesn't feel good or even right. And yet I understand fans' frustration. Both can be true. If this fire Tomlin thing spreads, and once these types of movements, if you will, start, it's hard to keep them from spreading. They go to Baltimore and give up 250 yards rushing and get hammered in this game. What do you think it's going to be like at the next home game? I think the next one is on Monday Night Football, if I'm not mistaken. Is it? With Miami?
Miami.
Is that right?
And so far, it's still on Miami and on Monday night.
Or is that two games away?
No, it's next. It's the after this game. It's Miami, and it still remains on Monday night, and I have a feeling it will remain there and not be flexed. They have a flex deadline of this Friday.
So my thoughts right now are I really don't want this to spread. I don't want it to spread like the Fire Canada chants that went to hockey games and golf tournaments out west. I think that's a really tough look for the city when you have a guy who's done what he's done, which is win a championship, and has been a great representative of the city. However, I've been first in line in being critical of him over these past 8 going on 9 years. So I think it's also true that I can't really rip people for doing it. I can't, because of the Steelers' repeated failures. I get the frustration. I just think it's going to be a bad look if this thing keeps spreading. That's all. And I blame one guy, and that's Art, because he should have acted after last season. This is what happens. These situations happen. Things turn. They turn ugly when people in charge don't take decisive and appropriate action. And Art, quite frankly, has been asleep at the wheel, but we're coming to a reckoning here. And the reckoning Doug Whaley just talked about, Bob, which is how about some of these investors in the Steelers? How about when some of the money men start saying to Art, what are you doing? And how about the NFL draft coming here with the specter of 500,000 people in town, many of them possibly chanting fire Tomlin or sell the team or some such thing? It could be an all-time embarrassment for this franchise if this season keeps careening to a place that the others have. Do you know what I mean,
Bob?
Yeah,
I do, and I also know that that's a valued situation in April. They're putting a lot of time and money and effort into this. It's an NFL production, but the Steelers, they are the face of it, and they're bringing a lot of people into town. It's a big economic boom, so the last thing you want is this sort of thing to linger on and interrupt and interfere with what's going on there. So, we'll see. And at the end of the day here, what do you think happens if they win a division, win one playoff game? Because I don't think the feeling will change much. It may be silenced, but if they win a division and win a playoff game, do you think?
I think that changes the equation.
Do you think
they win a playoff game?
I still know people would be still unhappy.
I mean, you're certainly not going to hear fire Tomlin chants at a home playoff win.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, the minute next year comes around and, things go bumpy,
people will still be on edge for sure. The relationship has run its course. Everybody but Art understands that, apparently. But what do you make of my thought? And it's really of two minds. I understand that. That this thing spreading to hockey games and beyond, it would be a very tough look for the city. And yet, it's still an understandable fan sentiment. Both those things. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it would spread. And that's the thing that happened with Matt Canada. And I think ultimately, because it did, it really became an issue that they had to take on quickly. And they did. It took 2.5 years, but bottom line is they finally made a move because of it. I think that had a part to play. I really do.
What do you think about how it looks if that happens, Bob?
I don't think in this case, they won't make a decision based on fans clamoring. It's
right.
going
would
to be.
Would it look bad?
If what? If they made a decision based.
If you hear fire Tomlin chants
that,
at hockey games.
First of all, I'm not a chant guy myself. I go, I watch, I see what I see. You could have complaints, and we certainly have had a lot of complaints about their play this year and what they've done, even with their roster building now that Slay is gone. What a waste and what a miscalculation on his abilities. But, you know, yeah, it's one of those things you don't want to hear at those other venues, and it could very well happen at those other venues.
And yet, and I want to make this clear, I understand the frustration, and I also understand the idea that fans may feel like there's no other vehicle by which to express this, and they're fed up. They've had enough. And again, that goes back to one guy, and it's the guy who runs the Steelers. He hasn't read the play here, not reading the room. Rock bottom happened after you gave up 300 yards rushing to your arch rival in a playoff game, and the television analyst told tens of millions of people that your team was quitting. And then the Chicago Bears called wanting to trade for your coach. And he didn't act. And he didn't act last offseason. And again, when situations fester and leaders don't take action, things can turn ugly in sports.
It's happening.
It's happening right before our eyes.
And to your point about some of the other investors, I do think they have conversations a lot. I don't know to what degree they get. But I think, you know, as an investor of a team, you have a right to say whatever you want to say, and open discussion should be welcome. So I do think that has happened even before this season.
Yeah.
To what level does it get? I have no idea. And what influence that will have, I also have no idea, because it comes down to Art making whatever decision he feels is best for them.
So I guess the moral of that story finally for me is it can be two things at once, both a bad look and very ugly, and I think undeserved for Mike Tomlin, and yet understandable. And on top of that, as you just mentioned, maybe something that people feel is the only way to prompt Art to act. So I get it. I do get it. Next. All right, Bob. Another pretty prominent former member of the Steelers organization weighed in independently of his buddy Ben. Bruce Arians was on the Pat McAfee show, and you could say, does he have an axe to grind since the Steelers fired him? Some people think Tomlin fired him. Tomlin didn't fire him. Art fired him. I think Bruce Arians has great respect for Mike Tomlin. I think he likes Mike Tomlin. I remember Bruce Arians telling me when he got prostate cancer. Do you remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I do.
That Mike Tomlin was unbelievably good to him and understanding. It was just very supportive through that whole thing. So I don't think this is about having an axe to grind here. I really don't. I think this is Arian speaking the truth. I don't know how much of this we're going to hear, but I'll set the context. He basically said they've tried coordinators left and right. That's probably what's going to happen, is they'll get rid of the coordinators again, just like they always do. I'm paraphrasing. Because he said he seriously doubts that Art would make this move with Tomlin. And then he went on to say, maybe just like Ben and just like lots of people, maybe this would be best for Mike too. Here's Bruce Arians on the McAfee show.
It's never been their style. And three head coaches in, 30, 40 years now. And to me, something's got to change, though. There has to be some kind of change. And the coordinator thing has happened about five times now. So I don't think that's going to fly. That's not going to fly.
That's not going to fly, he says, Bob, and he says a change would be good for Mike, too. But what do you think will happen? What do you honestly think will happen if the Steelers don't make the playoffs or get blown out in round one again? Because I think he's right. I still don't think Art will be moved to action. I think we'll get another coordinator. I think we'll get another rearranging of the deck chairs on the Titanic. You?
I think they're going to, I don't know about that. I think if it gets the way you described, I think they will have serious conversations. And it may be Mike Tomlin telling Art, hey, this is run its course here. I see it. You should see it. And if you don't, I think it's in the best interest. I think it's still going to be Mike Tomlin triggering that conversation. But it depends on how they finish, too. As I just said, they're 6-6 and they have a very big game. If they win, they're going to be in first place. If they somehow get a 4 seed and win a playoff game, then nothing.
Then you probably keep him.
Right. So the next, how many games are left? 5 games will determine a lot what goes on. But I think Mike Tomlin will be the guy who has to trigger that, I think.
Man, this just feels like a gigantic moment. The more I think about it here, a gigantic moment in Steelers history, really, this game. Have you looked at the percentages of...
If they win and if they don't,
for
yes.
both teams.
Both teams.
Of making the playoffs.
What are they? I know they're significantly high if you win.
And then, you know, win and things start to turn a little bit. And then at least coming in for a Monday night, it feels like a really big game. You can go to 8-6, still control the division, all of that. A loss. And what's the atmosphere like at that Monday night game with the entire country watching and the Steelers then having not much hope of a playoff spot?
That's the game that would become boisterous, you know? That's the one that's going to, if it's especially if they get, you know, dominated in the run game again and it's the same kind of result, that's the game that could on national television be a bad look.
Yeah, I'll say. And we'll see how the Steelers respond this Sunday. Really, I think, playing for their coach and maybe playing for their coach's future. Who knows? I don't think Art's going to be moved in any case, but it may feel like that in the locker room, that they're playing for Mike Tomlin's future. And who knows? Maybe they are in this game. Again, against their arch rivals in Baltimore. Things have sort of come full circle. You know, nothing's gotten better. It's only gotten worse. They hit rock bottom in Baltimore, and now here they are after all these moves and all the bragging about how everything was going to be great, and we're going to line up and cover everybody man-to-man, and we brought in Aaron Rodgers, and waiting to see him with Metcalf. And that brings us to our next two items. And you want to weigh in, by the way. The phone lines are wide open, and they're lighting up, Bob, like Mulsey at a craft beer house.
What else lights up to that level? You'd have to think of
Crowley
something.
Crowley at Mountaineer Field.
Yeah, that's one. That
Pony happens. At the Carrier Dome.
If I had a light up, what would I light up? What would trigger me to light up that way?
A dance competition.
Ooh.
Dancing with the Stars, no. Which I'm shocked you've never been on yet, Bob. We should have a local version.
We did. I won it.
What?
Yeah. It was a co-winnership. Christina Cochran, who's a tremendous dancer, she won the one category, and I happened to win the other. And I didn't expect it. It was just a lot of fun. I liked to dance. I don't think there's any secret there. And
you're very good at it.
No, I'm just someone who likes to dance.
Bob, did you know Limits won the, did you know Bob won the local Dancing for the Stars competition?
I had no idea.
That was several years ago.
Who cares?
That's why he's such a star on TikTok with his dances.
No, I'm not a star.
Which of your awards, Bob, if you had to pick one, you and Ron on a hot dog shop cup, Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame, winning Dancing with the Stars, and I don't even know what else.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where else are you?
Yeah, the one that always stuck out to me, and this is just a, you know, is it was Father of the Year, even though I have no idea how they classify that. Other than I take pride in being a father. I want to be the best dad I can be. I want to show my daughters
and you're
what
a great
it's like to have a good relationship with your wife and why you should prioritize things in her life. And so they know, and they've married two people who do that for them. So I think that's kind of what you try to do. It all starts with how you handle things. And that's the one that stands out to me.
How about you? I don't have any awards,
Bob.
Awards.
Come on, you've won.
I've been Idiot of the Year. I don't have any awards here.
Writing awards, I know that.
And maybe a Golden Quill won. Yes, that's a good one.
That was
for chewing tobacco in baseball.
Is that right?
Neil Walker got mad at me for that story. Did you know that?
Why?
Because I was writing about chewing tobacco, and Jason Kendall was very upfront. And then I went to kind of a fun event, and I just asked Neil about if he used chewing tobacco, and he said yes. But then he didn't like, he felt kind of blindsided, which I understood because it was sort of like I asked him, what's your favorite baseball movie? What's this? What's that? And then dropped in a chewing tobacco question and he was sort of taken off guard. So I got that. That was just a little aside that I just remembered from that. But I wound up winning a Golden Quill for that, Bob.
I thought you had won many and you should have because some of your writing is really, really up there as good as I've seen. Around the country with local columnists. So I think that you should be proud of all that stuff. Whatever you get, you're proud of. So
thank you, Bob.
Where were we?
I appreciate that. I didn't insult Bob. What is Limits doing? He's on the phone again, Bob. Did you hear him yelling at Rob in West Mifflin yesterday?
No.
It's unbelievable.
There's a lot of callers that are chiming in right now.
Oh, boy.
That are dialing in.
Why did you and Rob have an issue?
Well, we were just going back and forth on a couple of different things. Rob actually sent me a text afterwards and was like, great conversation, Limits. Good talking to you.
I love that guy.
I was like, thanks, Rob.
He's the best. Bob, we're going to get to the calls as the phone lines light up like, Harry Callis at a deodorant convention? I don't know. I didn't say that.
When I saw you bring his name up, oh, look at him. He loves that comment.
I'm sorry. Harry lives on my street, and I love Harry desperately. And I'm not blaming him. Those guys are. Blame Limits.
But you didn't vote for him for council.
No,
he was up for council.
Did you hear
Come
about
on,
that,
Come on, Joe.
Bob?
You could have pushed him over the top. You and Susie.
Harry Callis ran for a local Green Tree. What was the post he was shooting?
It was Green Tree Council.
Green Tree Council. And he lost by one vote?
No.
Or two?
It was two.
And he lost by two
votes. It
would have
went to a runoff if Joe voted.
If my wife and I go to the polls and vote
polls
for Harry, that thing goes to penalty kicks. Instead, he's eliminated by two votes, Bob,
because
from people on his own street.
You didn't do your job and go out and vote.
I was tired that day.
Wow. Right. How about him in charge of? Is it in charge of? Is that the role?
I mean, he would have been.
How about that?
There's Crowley. Crowley comes in as
a hockey, a West Virginia
Crowley
hockey.
Is so
that's
excited.
A club sport
they
or
just
a regular
got Matt
sport?
Sigg. Matt Sigg
oh,
just
went
flipped
to West Virginia.
Virginia.
Who's Matt Sigg?
The full
cherry star. I thought he was going to go to either Pitt or Virginia Tech.
Flip from Penn State to West Virginia?
Rich Rod.
I'm stunned he didn't go to Virginia
Where's
Tech.
Rich Rod? Huh? He's in the middle. He was silently in the weeds.
Wow. That is incredible. All right, Limits, hit me up with one.
All right.
Bob, we're going to get to the phone lines. We have so much to talk about. Now I feel overwhelmed. Speaking of covering people man-to-man, and how Mike Tomlin told Kay Adams before the season, no disrespect to the Bengals or anybody else, but we feel like we can line up and cover anybody in the NFL man-to-man. One of the pillars of that strategy was going to be one Darius Slay, who now is the latest player to basically quit on Mike Tomlin. You don't want me to play? I want out. Hello, LeGarrette Blount. Hello, James Harrison. Hello, Antonio Brown. Hello, Melvin Ingram. Hello, George Pickens. Well, he only quit during games. Hello, you want to say Deontay Johnson quit during games? Man, for a guy that allegedly people love to play for, a lot of people sure do quit on him, Bob. Goodbye, Darius Slay.
But you know, in this case, the crime of this case was even signing him in the first place.
Yeah,
expecting him to play at that level was a massive overvaluation of a player.
By who?
By either
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin or Omar Khan or whoever
makes Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin cut his teeth as a defensive back guy in the NFL.
What
he watched the film.
They collectively, it's on them for doing it. And not only doing it,
it's on him, a guy who
had probably no other offers, a 1 year, $10 million, 8.7 guaranteed.
Unbelievable.
That's a massive mistake.
Maybe somebody should tell Art what happened. I don't know if he's watching. In a related story, Limits, may I have another one? Things are getting very hairy here.
We're getting tipsy at the bar right now, Bob.
No pun intended with Harry Callis. Adam Thielen has arrived, Bob. Should we plan the parade?
No. 35, I think.
Was he over at Aaron's house last night singing, do you think?
Yeah, apparently he's a good friend of his, so I wouldn't be surprised if he's in town. He has family. I don't know if he's made it in already, but, that guy was good in 2018. And it's not, he couldn't play for Minnesota this year. He wasn't getting enough reps over there.
Yeah.
I have great respect for his career. He came out of nowhere, undrafted, turned it into a tremendous career that has an NFL record that still stands, although it's being chased by Ja'Marr Chase, and that's 8 straight 100-yard games. No one else has done that, but Chase is at 6 right now.
Yeah.
Point is, he's
older than Ron Cook.
His best days are behind him, which has been the case of a lot of guys.
Can you get the one where Ron says it's good for talk radio, my man? There we go.
Birthday to Aaron. Happy birthday to Aaron. Happy birthday, dear Aaron.
We still won't show up for film sessions. Next Limits.
Big 4-0. Happy birthday,
the big 4-2 for Aaron. Here is Adam Thielen.
Let's go. Hit me up. Crack another. You know what else Big Ben had to say, Bob?
Tell me.
He said he heard that Aaron Rodgers went rogue in the last game. By the way, as a little aside to everything else we're talking about, this was, of course, Ben's best strategy when Matt Canada was calling plays for him. Oh, and Ben also dropped the line that this looks a lot like Matt Canada's offense on his football podcast. Footballin', I should say. Here's the quote. I've heard some things that Aaron... This last game, when they finally moved the ball, Aaron was just calling plays. Maybe it's one of those situations where we unhook the helmet and let Aaron do his thing. So he's intimating that they said, you know, we're not doing anything good, so you just call the plays. Or it was Aaron going rogue. What do you think of this, Bob?
I think it could be Aaron going rogue, and he should go rogue, to be honest. The way this offense has sputtered along, he's more of the kind of coach that you would want for an offense like this. I think he knows what he'd like to do. Go down the field more. We haven't seen it. When was the last 20-yard pass down the field we've seen? It's a long time. I don't even remember.
Funny you should ask, Bob, because I have a specific number on that, but I don't want to interrupt you.
All right, you can find it, but I'm sure it's been a while. And the point is, they got to do more with what they have here. And I think if it means him changing plays and calling plays, what he thinks are the best for the day, who knows better than him? He's a four-time NFL MVP. I would trust him with that.
Yeah. Well, I said from the beginning, keep an eye on the Arthur Smith-Aaron Rodgers marriage, and that was back in the good old days when everybody was on their honeymoon, and Aaron poo-pooed such things, saying these reports about me and Arthur, oh, we love each other, we think the same about football. Let's find out how these last five games go. A man named Ben Fennell, Bob, and as I said yesterday, he may have written this under the influence of fennel seed or ayahuasca. I don't know.
How about if you put fennel seed with the ayahuasca?
That's
what
I worried about.
That would be tough.
Probably
it would get really dark.
Complete darkness, perhaps, Limits? 4 days and four nights of complete darkness on fennel seed? Ben Fennell from apparently very good reputation, I think. Maybe NFL Network. I don't know where he works, but Nick Faribault was very complimentary of him. And I quote his tweet. Steelers haven't completed a downfield pass in 36 days, which would now be 38 days, Bob.
A month?
on passes that go at least 20 yards in the air.
That's so, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the football flies at least 20 yards. The Steelers in their last five games are 0 for 13 with three interceptions, which prompted me to ask, all kidding aside, has there ever been in the Super Bowl era, or perhaps in the era of the legalized forward pass, a team that went five straight games without completing a single pass that traveled 20 yards, Bob? Is that possible?
I don't know. I wouldn't have thought it was possible. I think just because at end of games when you need big things, and if you haven't done it, you'll throw it just to throw it. It seems very much of an indictment of Arthur Smith's offense, the fact that it's not anywhere down the field. It also is an indictment of not having enough depth at wide receiver to trust them or to have them grow within the offense. That hasn't happened. It's also an indictment of bringing in all these tight ends and not using them. So that the whole scheme right now, as you said, is actually worse at times than what we saw under Matt Canada. And
As Ben said, more importantly.
Yeah, but I would not have expected that.
Well, I don't want to mischaracterize what Ben said. He didn't say it looks worse. He said this looks an awful lot like Matt Canada's offense.
But it's like last week was worse.
Oh, yeah.
Never under Matt Canada did they have
never
167 yards of total offense.
And only once did they have less than 108 yards passing, and that was in Maddie's Waterloo, they call it, Bob. The game in Cleveland where they had 77 yards passing. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits. See, Bob, here's the thing. Sleep is the key to life.
Absolutely.
I woke up yesterday. This was before yesterday's show at 4:30 in the morning. I have to pee a lot these days.
So do I.
And I can't get back to sleep. I start thinking and laying there doesn't help me.
That's what you do. You start thinking about it. You can't do that. You got to shut it off.
And then I go to bed late. I stay up for Warriors games. Thank God I didn't stay up for the one last night. And it ruins.
OKC is 21-1.
I know. It ruins everything, Bob. Lack of sleep ruins everything. Now today, this morning, I woke up at 4:30 to take a pee, went right back and went to sleep again. And I feel refreshed today. My voice sounds stronger. I've come to firmly believe that there are a lot of important things, but the first one is sleep to leading a good, productive, positive attitude life. Do you agree?
Totally agree. I mean, ask yourself when you've gone out on the town, you get a little carried away, you come home, you can't sleep, you wake up. Next day, what do you feel like? When you're hungover, what do you feel like the next day? You need rest, right? I think we've all gone down there.
I feel great today, Bob.
Well, and it's about seven. If you get 7 hours of sleep, I think you're doing yourself.
I went to bed early.
Well, I didn't. That's
I went to bed problem. At 10 o'clock last night. Woke up briefly at 4:30, woke up again at 7. That's a hell of a sleep and limits. I can't tell you how good I feel today. And I know you're happy for me.
I'm very happy for you, yes.
Have the lines.
Limits is still in the stage where he can sleep like for 12 hours if need be. Yeah. He's young and you just go to sleep and you don't wake up.
He sleeps in a little bonnet with his binky and everything's good, Bob.
But I do need like 8 hours of sleep, Bob, for me to be able to function.
Yeah. I think everyone does.
I can occasionally go with just 5 hours if it's like a very eventful day that's coming up and I'm very excited. But
one of these nights you and I could read Limits' bedtime story, Bob.
I'd love to do that.
We will.
We're getting into the Christmas season. We could pull a Dick LeBeau. It was the night before Christmas and all through Limit's house.
I didn't.
Not a creature was stirring. Not even Malzy.
Except Limits himself.
I didn't insult Bob. Coming up, Bob.
You like that, don't you?
Yes.
You like that.
We have Asante Samuel Sr.
I didn't insult Bob.
You thought the story this week was Asante Samuel Jr., didn't you, Bob? Well, oh, no.
Is this turning into a Devin Bush's dad's interruption kind of thing?
It might be. Listen to who Asante Samuel Sr. blames for Aaron Rodgers' difficult times recently. And Bob, there's so much to get to. We do have...
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we'll get to the phone lines right after I tell you that Asante Samuel Sr. on the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast, and I quote, on DK Metcalf, he's a non-factor. He is most of the problem. This is a guy who played corner in the league, Bob, and played it quite well. At the end of the day, Senior says, Aaron Rodgers needs somebody to throw to. He's used to having elite receivers that can suddenly get open. DK Metcalf can't provide that for Aaron Rodgers. And DK Metcalf is the reason that Rodgers is looking so old, because he keeps trying to throw to Metcalf the football, and he's not even getting an ounce of separation, especially when he's going against press coverage. Samuel Sr. continues, Aaron Rodgers continues to try to look for him, and then he makes everything look terrible and old and outplayed and outdated, blaming Metcalf. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, stay in your lane. I don't like when parents start getting involved with this publicly. There's no, you know, come on.
But he's not picking up for his kid in any way. His kid plays on the other side of the ball.
I understand that, but his kid still plays, and he's a teammate of his. When Devin Bush dad started doing that stuff, it's like, stay away from that. I don't know why you would get involved.
I think this is rather instructive, but, myself.
I mean, I am not going to blame this on DK Metcalf. How many times he's targeted in the games, and you can make the argument that he isn't open as much as you like, but they used to think that was a positive thing. He's a guy he goes up and he fights for those balls and he comes away. He wins those battles.
Who does?
DK Metcalf. That's
I don't think he's a good 50-50 guy at all.
I think Seattle he was. I thought he made some very good 50-50. My point is, their problems go beyond that. That's the first time I've heard that as a problem. I think their whole concept of offense is too archaic.
Fair enough. I consider those comments very, very interesting, though. And listen, Tony Romo couldn't say enough. Nobody's open. And that would include DK Metcalf.
But how much of that is scheme?
Good question.
Aren't you supposed to scheme guys open?
That's a good question. It's a fair question. That is. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. We're going to get to the general momentarily. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township. Cloudy today, high of 33. Hannes Wagner, a low of 27. Kent DeCalve. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's get to a couple of calls limits. They lit up on the six pack.
Yeah, let's start with Brett. He's in the South Side.
Hey, Brett.
What's up, Brett?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking the call. So here's my thought on the situation with Coach Tomlin. It might be too little too late, but it seems like there's a lot of pride with him, and pride comes before the fall. If I was him, and if there's any way to salvage this, I think I would just, you know, hire the best defensive coordinator I can find, the best offensive coordinator I can find, and be the leader of men that he is, you know, almost like a co-head coach situation. Do what he does best, be the mentor, be the father figure, be the leader. But he can't obviously handle the offensive, especially the defensive coordination. I want to know what you guys think about that.
That's one possible outcome through all of this. I wouldn't dispute that. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why they are where they are. Overseeing is one thing. You know, having your philosophy dictate and I don't know, resisting change from other guys or other – I don't know what's going on in there, but I would find that to be something that is a realistic possibility at the end of the season.
Next.
All right, here is Paul in Pittsburgh to chime in.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I remember last year on the trade deadline, you know, DK was an option. He's proven that, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, he can't get open quick enough. I actually love the Thielen signing. I think he's going to be great on glance route, OTBs, you know, the third and seven routes where, you know, there was a few times, you know, I was there Sunday where he scrambled, no one got open. I think Thielen is going to be able to break off a route, sit there and catch it. Lastly, Tomlin, even if he does ever catch lightning in a bottle, let's say we go win a Super Bowl with him at any point, he's retiring right after. Get rid of him as fast as you can. Those are my couple things. Thank you.
Bob, do you think Thielen may work out here? Are we too quick to scoff at this? Is there a chance?
I'm not scoffing. I think he's had a great career, and he earned it from being undrafted. What I'm saying is he couldn't get on the field with the Vikings and make an impact there, and I realize the quarterback play's not good there. They have to rethink a lot of things there, but – yeah, he's a more of a slant guy, possession guy. You get the ball in his area, he'll do it. But does he have the ability to create separation? I don't know if that part of his game still exists.
Me neither. Now, just 2 years ago, he had 103 catches for 1,000 yards. I mean, he wouldn't be the first 35-year-old receiver to still be able to play. I don't know. He was in Carolina 2 years ago, or last year. And Minnesota is a horrific situation. Plus, they have guys ahead of him, obviously, on that team. So I'm open-minded. I'm open-minded to anything at this point, Bob. And you give me a guy who can actually get open, get a little bit of separation, and be like a security blanket. Well, that's something that'd be better than what they have now. Next.
Here is our guy Johnny and Farrell to chime in.
Hello, Johnny and Farrell.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. Hey, you know, yesterday I looked up some things. Steelers are losing investors, all right? Their revenue is $600 million.
Bob, is that a fact? Hold on a second, because that's a pretty big statement. Where'd you see that?
I have no idea if that's true.
Yeah, we lost them last year to Boston, for sure. We lost two of the big minority investors. Our revenue is $600 million. Our operating income is $137 million. That doesn't make any sense, dude. This team, something is wrong up top. There's no accountability either to the owners, unless investors leave and people stop spending money. But with the revenue sharing, will the Rooneys fill it? I'm telling you, man, something is rotten in Denmark. It's not good. How can you have a $600 million income or revenue and only operate on $137 million? That's a problem.
Well, you're talking about minority owners Josh Harris and David Blitzer, I believe, from last year.
They left.
Okay, but
they replaced him too.
They had to sell because they bought the Commanders.
Right.
Right.
He had an opportunity.
So did
Haslam. Haslam was a minority owner here. He moved on to own a team. I mean, that's what they do. So did the guy in Carolina.
Well, you know, rats leave a sinking ship.
No, there's
more to your story than you're telling. As Limit said here, they own less than 5% of the team, but were required to sell after buying the Washington Commanders. You're painting a picture of disgruntled investors fleeing. That's not what happened.
Correct.
I'm painting a picture that people are looking in other places.
Well, you may be right about that.
But that's an opportunity to be a majority owner of an NFL team. When you have that opportunity, why not take it?
Well, that one, yeah, for sure. So he painted a misleading picture. However, Doug Whaley was on today basically saying, what if some of these other investors don't like what's happening this offseason? And Jerry Dulac in his chat made a good point today. Someone said, essentially, you think Art and company see what's happening. He says, look, they're not blind to it. They're not stupid. They see what's happening. And what really gets their attention, I guess talking about anybody who's invested in this team financially, is empty seats, opposing fans invading the stadium, and discontent from the fans who are there. They'd be drinking something if they didn't see or know that. Those are facts, Bob.
Right.
That guy's point is well taken, at least on that front.
Yeah, but still, the opportunity to be part of a business plan that constantly goes up exponentially is attractive to a lot of people who want to invest. If you're talking about someone who has 5%, that's good. That you can make a ton of money being a 5% investor.
Sure, but that's different than people who are already investing saying, Art, what are you doing?
As I told you at the beginning of this, they have conversations a lot. There are meetings that go on a lot with these guys, and they voice their opinions.
I would think those opinions would be much stronger in the wake of a losing season or one in which they don't make the playoffs.
And I think, again, they've been having these meetings prior to this season. This negative curve of, playoff lack of success has been out there for a decade. And I think some of these owners do have conversations with Art and some of the other ownerships. They get together, they talk.
It feels it's all part of it. Like he said, though, it feels like thing is truly scraping bottom right now. As Dulac said, what gets their attention, empty seats, opposing fans invading the stadium, and discontent from those who are there. And I would posit this again. Can you imagine if they lose in Baltimore, get hammered in Baltimore, what it's going to be like for the entire country to see on Monday Night Football when Miami comes here?
Just imagine what we're going to have to take phone calls, Chris and I, after that game in Baltimore for 2 hours.
Wow. All right, let's go to the general, shall we? It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Bob, I'm going to go with LC Greenwood, who is advancing in the Hall of Fame voting here and may actually have a legit shot.
I'm going to go with Sidney Crosby, who just tied and will soon go beyond Mario Lemieux, the all-time point leader in Penguins history. He had a wonderful game the other night, a couple of goals. He is third in the NHL in goal scoring, so I'm going to go with Crosby. Limits?
Is there a Brian Hartline card that is available, General?
It's
wow.
In Central Florida?
Yeah, in Central Florida gear?
Definitely not in a Central Florida
or
gear.
South
there may
Florida,
be a Penn State version,
South?
But there is not a Central Florida. Yeah, that's a crazy one. No, we're going to go with something different this week. I'm fatigued by all the Steelers. 1 year ago today, we were all giddy. Every week we talked about the Paul Skeens card. I want to do something. Cards and memorabilia are supposed to be fun. I'm giving away a Paul Skeens 2025 Topps Holiday Jersey card.
What does that mean, holiday? Right. What does that mean, holiday jersey? What is that?
They come out with a product exclusively for the holidays, and it has some accoutrements in the back that have to do with Christmas, et cetera. It's a rare card. It has a piece of jersey that Skeens wore. Very interesting, and obviously with the Christmas theme, people love Skeens. We're still selling Skeens more than anybody. Sid should have been the answer. Bob, you should have been right, but we did him last week. So,
yeah, but he set the record
the
this week.
Part of the week. Yeah. We're going to give it. We'll put another Crosby card in there, and we have to honor Hollywood Bags.
Yes.
This was after. We're going to give a 1972 LC Greenwood rookie card. I'll throw that in with the package.
Rookie card in mint shape, too, yeah. I bet.
This is the furthest. The furthest that he's ever advanced. I'm reading Jerry Dulac's story right now. That's pretty cool. He's up against Ken Anderson, and Roger Craig in the seniors category. And that's tough competition because I think Roger Anderson Craig, won an MVP.
Yeah, and Roger Craig was dynamic.
First guy, I think, ever to get 1,000 receiving and 1,000 rushing. I think that's the case with him. But I hope it's LC Greenwood.
Probably the greatest knock on Greenwood is nothing to do with Greenwood. It has to do with how many Steelers are already in.
Yeah. I don't know that anybody's ever had 4 sacks in a Super Bowl. Have they, Bob?
No. I think he stands
alone. He had that unofficially because they didn't keep the stat then against Roger Staubach in the first Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl. Anyway, General, this is a treat. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You guys have a good afternoon.
You do the same, Jeff. Thank you, General.
All right, take care. See ya.
All right.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.